Hello, everybody, and welcome to another Trainline podcast. Today with me, I have teacher Matthew. How are you, Matthew?
Stefan, I'm good. Thank you. Happy to be here. How are you today?
I'm good. It's a bit cold today, a bit chilly, but it's nice. I think it's nice. It's a good change. Okay. And so, Matthew, what are we going to be doing today? What are we talking about?
We've got a really interesting pod today, Stefan, and I think it's a subject that for many can be a bit of a challenge, and that's phrasal verbs. But we're going to make it easy today. Yeah, we're going to enjoy.
Yes, phrasal verbs. Many of our students, they are scared of them. They get confused. What advice would you give them to learn phrasal verbs?
I think the best advice I can give is to try and take maybe 3 or 4 at a time, and then try to use them. That with learning any language, I think the key is using it. No? So if these phrasal verbs, if you can try to remember them and then make an effort to use them, you'll see how easy they are to use.
That's true. And sometimes also a good way to learn them is by topics. Like sometimes we have phrasal verbs related with food. For example, cut down on, cut out, I don't know, live on. I could live on cheese. So sometimes we have these phrasal verbs that come in like packets of topics. And that's what we are going to do today. We're going to talk about phrasal verbs related to education and business.
Okay.
More education than business, but we can see that they can be used for both settings, actually. And yes, I agree. We need to learn a few and try to use them. They go from the short-term memory to long-term memory if we do that. Okay, so Matthew, what's the first phrasal verb?
Okay, Stefan, so we're going to start today with be into. Be into. And of course, we conjugate the be regarding who we're talking about. So maybe I'm into. Okay. Cheese, you said earlier. No?
Okay. I'm into cheese and wine. No, but let's focus on business and education.
Okay.
For education, we could say that, for example, many of our students are into science. Right. So we are going to do many different experiments this term. Okay. So some of our students, they are into sports. So then what we do, we do conversation or speaking activities about sports because they are into sports. They are interested in. Could you give us an example maybe with a business?
Yeah, certainly. Okay. So, and having that idea in mind, it means something that we're interested in. Perhaps in a business setting, we could say our marketing team is really into social media trends. So it means that they're focused, they're watching, they're interested in the latest trends.
Exactly. Perfect. So I'm going to be adding the banners up as we go through them. So that's what I'll be clicking up. The next one is take up. Take up. What does take up mean, Matthew?
So take up means that you start to do something, maybe a job or a course. Perhaps you take up learning English. Or take up learning Spanish, so to begin to do something.
Okay. And in a business setting, what we could say, for example, we have some examples that we wrote down earlier. I decided to take up the challenge of launching a new product. So, you know, we can take up a challenge to do something in our business, or we can take up new aspects of our business. You know, I've taken up deliveries. For example, so that means that I now deliver myself. I have taken it up. I have started that. Have you taken up anything recently, Matthew? Maybe dance lessons? Have you taken up dance lessons or anything similar?
Yeah, I've taken up some salsa lessons, Stefan. You know, I want to follow in your footsteps. And taken up anything recently? Well, I have taken up a Spanish course because I really need to improve my Spanish. So I've taken up a Spanish course. And I think the great thing with using this phrasal verb, take up, it's just a really simple way to explain this idea. Otherwise, you have to construct quite a long sentence. You know, like I've started to begin or I've begun a, A court salt, yeah. Take up. It's a great way of expressing it.
Exactly. And even if you add a new subject onto your curriculum, I've taken up history. That means you've started going to the history lessons. It's a good one. Okay, another one. Maybe you're quite familiar with this one, fall behind.
This is the story of my life, Stefan. Fall behind. But what does it mean?
Okay, it's quite visual, actually. Imagine you are all walking and then you fall and then everybody keeps moving forward and you are behind, okay? And they continue moving forward. It means that everybody keeps advancing, maybe in a subject, maybe at work, and you don't. Maybe because you missed lessons or you were sick or maybe because, I don't know, you had any other problem. For example, I need to manage my time better. If not, I will fall behind in my coursework. Okay. So if I spend too much time playing video games, I will fall behind.
Very good. Very good. Yeah.
Anything to add?
Well, thinking of a business setting, maybe our competitors are launching new products every day. So we can't afford to fall behind. In other words, if we don't work hard, we're going to lose track of our competitors. They're going to be so far ahead of us.
Exactly. Or we could fall behind schedule also. Okay. If we don't hurry up, we will fall behind schedule. It means that maybe we had to deliver something, a project or by Friday, and Friday comes and we don't have it. We have fallen behind schedule. It means that we are not going to make it in time.
Oh, it's true, Stefan. And I like the way you're kind of disconjugating the verb depending on the situation. So you could say we have fallen behind with the participle. Last week we fell behind. In the future, I can see we're going to fall behind. So we just need to be alert to the tense, but then we can change the verb.
That's true. Phrasal verbs, they change. They adjust to the tenses. Okay, and so imagine that we fall behind. Okay, we have fallen behind. What do we need to do now?
We need to catch up. We need to catch up with the competition or with the classes. And that's our next phrasal verb. If you fall behind, the solution is to catch up.
Yeah, so for example, homework or coursework. Matthew, I was a whole week sick. I have fallen behind. Can you help me catch up with my homework, with this subject? So maybe you can give me a few lessons, or you can explain or pass over your notes from lessons. Okay. How did you used to catch up when you used to fall behind?
Oh, wow, Stefan, that was on the bus on the way to school in the morning. You know, I'd fallen behind with my homework and I was desperately trying to catch up on the back seat of the bus. There's many, many ways, no, that we can catch up with something, but generally it means extra work to catch up.
Work harder for a while and then you can catch up. Very good. Okay, and in a business setting, we could say that we need to invest in new technology to catch up with our competitors. Okay, so they already invested in new technology, so they are ahead of us. We have fallen behind. Now we need to catch up, you know, like go faster to get to where they are.
And I think maybe the listeners will notice many of these phrasal verbs, they connect. And if you can remember one, it can help you to remember the other. So fall behind, catch up, you're going to use these two verbs often together. So it can help. And once you get into the habit of using them, it's a great way of just sounding more like a native speaker.
That's true. For example, I feel I have fallen behind with social media. I have fallen behind. So social media has been changing, improving or evolving, and I am still I'm still with Facebook.
No, I'm not so behind. So last year, Stefan. Oh,
so last decade. I'm still using Messenger. If our listeners don't know what Messenger is, they missed out. If you know what Messenger is, then you are part of the golden group.
You've fallen behind. You need to get on X, Stefan.
I need to catch up on social media. And this actually is quite important for businesses. So businesses, they need to catch up with the latest social media trends. That's important. If you catch up, if you fall behind with social media in your business setting, you could be missing out on potential clients.
Losing money.
You need to catch up. Okay, so yeah, so we can match them, as you said, together, use them together. Okay, the next one is go over. What is go over?
You know, this is, I think, a great example of why it's so difficult to understand or remember phrasal verbs, because taken separately, these two words, the verb go and then over, what does it mean to go over? Okay, but we're talking about reviewing things. Maybe to make a repasso, I suppose, no? To check again. So let's go over, for example, the key concepts from the previous lesson before we start. Okay, so let's review the main ideas.
Yeah, so before an exam, we always like to go over our notes very quickly. Okay, so that's a quick go over, can also be. Yes, we like to go over things to make sure everything's correct and make sure we remember everything. And in a business setting, we could say, for example, let's go over the timeline. Let's go over the project timeline. Okay, and then we can check, are we falling behind? Are we on track? So, yes, like to make sure everything is fine, look at all the information. I don't know if you have any other example or maybe any other.
I think the business one you met is a nice one, Stefan. Perhaps we, in business as well, we would go over the sales review, the quarterly sales, or go over the last report. So just to double check that everything is okay.
Double check. That's a nice one. My mom always used to tell me, check and double check before you leave the hotel or the room, or let's check and double check.
Double check.
Because I used to forget so many things. I even lost my iPad recently.
Oh no,
Stefan. I got it back. I did get it back. Oh. Okay. So that's go over. And then the next one is read up on. I like this one. I like this one when I go on holidays, for example. If I'm going on holidays to Thailand, I like to read up on Thailand. It means I like to investigate, find information, read it. Okay. And then just learn, read up on. What other ways can we use this?
So maybe in a business setting, if you have an important meeting with a new client, then you need to read up on the client, get to know their company, maybe the history, their needs. So this phrasal verb just helps to explain all of those ideas in a very simple way. I'm going to read up on.
Perfect. Or for example, I want to read up on new market opportunities. Mm-hmm. Okay. Or I want to read up on the latest industry trends. So you go on the internet or wherever you want and you start finding information, reading it, thinking about it, learning. As you said, I like that. It gets all of those ideas in one. What about in education? For example, if we have a project, what should we do?
So we need to read up on the project to make sure that we're covering all the points we have to answer. Or perhaps if it's about a specific, maybe, I don't know, a history project and you have to talk about the Second World War or a particular event. So then you need to read up on that event to understand it.
Mm-hmm, that's true. Okay, and the next one, this one I like. Hand in. Can you guess why I like it? Homework.
Oh, so many options pop up here, Stefan. Why do you like hand in? Okay. I don't even risk, you know, because
we can tell our students you need to hand in your homework by tomorrow morning.
First morning. You really enjoy this part of the class, no? Homework, yeah. Deadlines, punishment, failure.
You know me. So hand in is when we give a project or we give homework or we give something to generally our boss or our client or our teacher. Okay.
Right.
So we can hand in these documents. Sometimes, for example, if you want to get a visa, you need to hand in some documents to get those papers. Mm-hmm. Okay, so when you take something or give it to someone who is in authority, I would say.
Right, right.
So what other things can we hand in?
Yeah, you mentioned quite a few there. So reports, documents, all of those things. No, proposal, maybe. Something we want to suggest, a budget. You need to hand in the budget before the deadline. I don't know, a presentation. We're going to I'm jumping ahead here. But hand in is that idea of giving in. And I remember a student looking at this phrasal verb and just trying to understand it. Because, again, this thought of your hand in. Hand in where, you know? So I think in Spanish it would be entregar.
To
give in, no, something. So it's one of those verbs that's really useful to practice, I think. In class, we can say it a lot, or any opportunity you get to, okay, I'm handing this in. And
Sometimes in TV series, we can also, for example, a police officer does something wrong, hand in your gun.
Oh.
Or hand in your...
Your badge.
Your badge. So, okay, here it is. I give it to you. Okay, and you give it to someone in authority again.
Yes, you're right. Okay. Good example. Yeah.
Okay, and hand in versus hand out.
Oh, right. Okay, good.
So we can imagine it like this. The teacher first hands out the assignments. Okay, so he gives it to everybody. And then the students, one by one, they hand it in. Okay. You know, we did a podcast recently about jobs. And after we finished, he said, Stefan, you've had so many jobs. Well, I had a job where I used to hand out pamphlets or information.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Armand, I have to ask you. So, I mean, what were you advertising? What was it about?
It was a wedding venue. It was everything to do with weddings. And everybody used to go inside, everybody who was going to get married, and they would get ideas. It's like a fair. Kind of.
Okay.
And we were outside handing out these pieces of information, advertisements. So everybody who came, I would give them one. That's hand out.
Right. Okay. Very good. Very good. So that's hand out. And then the opposite then to entregarlo is to hand in. Okay.
Exactly. Good. Perfect. Another one, very similar. Sorry, let me get it up for you, is this one. Copy out. What is copy out?
Okay, so maybe you need to make a copy of your notes. Perhaps something happened. Maybe the dog ate your homework, or it got lost, or I don't know. So now you need to copy out. You need to make a copy of the original documents.
Exactly. Sometimes teachers, they write things on whiteboards, and students have to copy it out. So they have to copy what is written there. But we use copy out. This doesn't happen in TrainLand because we have interactive whiteboards and we write everything there. The students can review it whenever they want. So yes, copy out is easy. And then the last one, drop out. What is drop out?
Drop out. So I always think about someone who doesn't finish their school or maybe a course, something that you've started. But halfway through or shortly into it, you think, I don't like this. I'm going to stop. And the expression, the phrasal verb is to drop out.
Very good. And it's a regular verb. So we could say, I dropped out school early. Okay. Or I dropped out university because I had financial problems. Mm. And it's mostly used with education. Mm. I mean, we could use it in a business setting. I dropped out this project. but it doesn't sound, it sounds very forced. It's better. It sounds more natural in an education business. Education setting, that's it. Okay, well, Matthew, thank you so much for your help with all these phrasal verbs. If our students want to practice these phrasal verbs or they want to continue using them with us, what should they do?
They need to get along to www.campus.trainlang.com. And the nice thing about the way it's prepared on the campus, you're not kind of overwhelmed with lots and lots of phrasal verbs. We focus in, like we did today, maybe on the subject, business, education, and then just a few essential ones that you can practice. So if you want to have a look at the next group, then get along and book a class with Stefan.
And about the campus, also, you will learn them individually, then you will practice them by yourself in an activity, then you will do a speaking activity with your teacher, so you will learn them for sure with us. So thank you everybody for listening, and we will see you next time. Bye bye, Matthew.
Thank you very much, Stefan. See you later.